Well, it's happening, guys. It's Big Daddy Sitch is in the building. That's right. Mike, the situation, and my beautiful wife. She's pregnant, and we're here for another episode of Here's the Sitch.
Yes, we are on episode number 38. It is May the 4th when we're recording, actually. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I definitely do. May the Sitch be with you. And actually, our episode count of 38 almost coincides with your pregnancy week, which technically we're at 36, but yeah. But we are coming to the finish line, guys, at 36 weeks. And I'm starting to see sort of the light at the end of the tunnel because we've been so busy trying to put the baby nursery together and, you know, the baby bag and all these things that need to be done, which I had no idea. And now I feel like we are just ready in these next 2-3 weeks. We're really just waiting for, you know, the baby to come, right, honey?
Yeah. We're waiting for the baby to come. We had a wallpaper malfunction in the nursery that I was a little annoyed about because it set us back. We're a little late to getting everything done.
Yeah.
Like most people have their nurseries done and everything. We just got all of our furniture and everything from the nursery like last week. And it looks amazing, but then we had a major wallpaper malfunction. So now we have to re-wallpaper the walls.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Which will be next week. As long as it's done before he's here, I'll be happy.
Yeah, listen, it's not a big deal. You know, I think the nursery, it's beautiful. But to be finished, probably another 2-3 weeks, I would think.
Well, 2-3 weeks, he's going to be here.
But the baby's not going to use that nursery, though, honey.
But people are coming in and out. See, I just want it done. I don't want it not being done. Mm-hmm. It's not about using it.
Uh-huh. So. Well, that's where we're at. I think we're scheduling the arrival now, technically. I mean, we went to the doctors yesterday and the doctor said, you know, we were scheduling the baby for mid-May, right?
Yeah, I'm waiting for the hospital to call me back. So sometime in May.
Okay. Well, also good news. COVID seems to be on the decline in the U.S.
Is it?
I believe so.
I stopped reading about it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe not in India. And have you seen the news about it? Yeah.
I haven't watched. What's happening in India?
Is not doing good. I think I just saw in the news that within one day they had like almost 400,000 cases and
oh my God.
Maybe close to 20,000 deaths in a day. So I don't know what's going on over there, but we're sending our prayers and positive vibes over there. I also think in New Jersey, they're starting to open up more of indoor restaurants or indoor eating. Have you seen that?
I did see that, but still 6 feet apart, right?
Yeah, you saw that. Yeah, still 6 feet apart.
And I saw they're opening vaccinations to anybody in Monmouth County.
Uh-huh.
This is kind of big. Anyone in Monmouth County that works in Monmouth County or is a student, you can like go to Brookdale between certain hours every single day. You don't have to register for a vaccine and you could just wait online to get one.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice.
I did also see this morning that, I think it was on Forbes, that Canada is requiring a vaccination card to enter shortly. I don't know when that actually takes into effect.
Well, it's been bad in Canada, actually. Really? It's been really bad in Canada. And I only know that because on my Baby Sitch Instagram, I have a lot of Canadians on there. Mm-hmm. And one of them commented and said how she was so glad that she could see that we celebrated the baby shower and, you know, they're on full lockdown.
They're on full lockdown?
And then someone responded to them like, I saw videos praying for you guys. So I have been not paying attention to the news lately because I just have enough going on with being 9 months pregnant.
Well, even, listen, if anybody has done some traveling, it's pretty tough to get into Canada anyway. I mean, I can't get into Canada right now because I have a felony and they won't let me in. Maybe I'll have to call Drake up. But even before that, they're very tough on people entering in Canada. So I just saw that. Also, I did see in the news that New Jersey won the best pizza in the country, number one.
I saw that, but they didn't say like where, right? They just said in general. I didn't read the article.
Number one is number one, honey.
Number one is number one.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I have to concur.
I always said that the best pizza in the country was probably New Jersey and New York for sure. And then people will say that Chicago is third. Although I'll be honest, I'm not the biggest fan of a deep disher, you know? Same. You know what I mean? And some people will fight to say Chicago is number one.
Ugh, I'm not a deep disher. You know, when I was younger, I liked deep dish, but now I just like super thin crust as an adult. Very thin.
That's considered a bar pizza, correct?
I don't know.
I think that is considered a bar pizza.
Know,
yeah.
Logistics.
Dave Portnoy. Was it? How did you know how to say his name?
No.
Okay, the guy from Barstools.
Yeah.
He does his pizza reviews, and I always know that, I think it's Dave Portnoy, but I don't want to listen. Forgive me if I mispronounce his name. He does his reviews for pizza, and I always know that a bar pie is like a, you know, a thin crust.
Yeah, I go for the thin crust. So Chicago's out for me.
All right, anyway, back to, like I said, best pizza, but I would have to say New York and New Jersey has the best bagels too. Because we had a friend over from the West Coast recently, and I got him a bacon, egg, and cheese, and he said, you can't get this on the West Coast.
Who said that? I don't even remember that happening.
Yeah, you don't need to listen. Your pregnancy brain is fine. You know, we did some filming a couple of weeks ago, and we had somebody over from the West Coast.
Yeah, bagels are, and like, you can't, it's hard to find a bad bagel in New Jersey, I have to say. Like, yeah. You have to go out of your way to get a bad bagel.
I do ask, you know, some of my West Coast friends, and I say, guys, can you get good pizza, pasta, bagels on the West Coast? And they say no.
It's because of the water.
They say because of the water, right?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Even if you have the same ingredients, they have different water there, so it's not good.
Can you transport some of the water, maybe?
I mean, you can do anything with money, but how much do you sell a pizza for? Who's transporting water from the East Coast for the dough?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
To sell a... How much is a pizza?
I mean, was it, how much is a pizza? A dollar?
I don't know.
$3? $2.95?
A slice?
Yeah.
You're talking about slices.
Slice, yeah.
It depends.
Yeah, you're right. But, it depends on what it's got on it, probably,
yeah,
right?
If it's a gourmet, if it's like a restaurant place that does pizza, or if it's just a pizzeria that only does pizzas. It really, guys, this could be a whole episode about pizza.
All right, well, listen, let's get back to some of the positive topics out there. Honey, have you been on your diet lately? What's been your diet with pregnancy? Because mine, to be honest with you, I'm going to tell everyone, I'm not perfect. I think I gained a little bit of sympathy weight. I have not stopped in the gym. I do about 5 days at least minimum. And my bench is at an all-time high right now, but I'd like to be a little thinner. I'd like to be a little leaner, actually.
I think the whole world would like to be a little thinner. I feel like that's the consensus with being a human.
Mm-hmm.
You always want to be a little thinner. I don't think anyone wakes up and is like, you know what? This is thin enough.
Yeah, no, I agree.
This is good enough for me. I'm going to put on a few pounds.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I executed this morning. I did my fasted cardio. I've been on my diet all week. I had a great chest workout yesterday. I'm at my all-time strength high. PRs, baby, for Big Daddy Sitch on the way.
I'm so glad you said that because I have some things for you to lift up and move and put down.
Yeah, my wife told me before, she said, you come home from the gym and you're like, honey, I had a PR today for chest day. And then when I ask you to move a plant in the house, you say that your back is hurting or you just never get to it.
Yeah, he hasn't moved these two plants I want from inside our house to outside our house because now it's spring season and the plants can go outside and be by our outdoor furniture and it'll look very pretty and festive. So it's time for them to get out of the house.
Listen, progress over perfection, guys. Honey, how's your diet? You've been keeping up with your fitness regimen too. You've been doing the Pilates like 3 times a week, right? Or 2 now because you're getting close to the finish line with the baby. But
I was doing Pilates 3 times a week, which was really helping for a long time. Now I'm just getting really uncomfortable that I can't do 3 times a week because I don't want to push it. I don't want to overdo myself. So if I wake up in the morning and I'm feeling sore, which I usually am, just like my body in general, not really from working out, I just cancel my session. So the past 2 weeks, it's been 2 days a week. This week, I'm probably only going once because we're working a lot. So we worked a very long day Sunday for a fun project, and then we're working tomorrow and Thursday. And when I work, it's like a lot on my body. Mm-hmm. So that alone is like a workout.
Yeah.
You know, just being on and working for however many hours.
Yeah.
So I'm going to cut back Pilates just to Friday this week. But my diet's been up and down. Like, I don't really have any more cravings. I'm trying to eat healthier, have more vegetables and greens, and not just so many carbs.
At this particular point, it can happen any moment for us. And like I said in the beginning of this podcast, we have been ready. We have prepared for the baby with everything from strollers to car seats to pack and plays to the baby bag. Also, what's the thing in the bedroom called? The snow.
Bassinet.
The bassinet, yes. So we're ready. Also, big shout out to Diener and Chris, who, congratulations, she just welcomed her baby boy, Cameron.
Yeah, he's so cute.
Oh my God, so cute. That family, oh my God, I love them. They're awesome. Listen, we have high standards for our relationship, but they're just an awesome couple.
An awesome what?
I said couple, honey.
Couple. I love Dina and Chris. Congratulations to the Buckner family. Their little baby boy, Cameron, is adorable. He has the cutest little dimples I saw in a video she posted. And I'm so happy for them. And soon we will have a little play date with two babies.
I know. Also, honey, we have to get, I mean, I know we have the baby bag packed, but you have to get his outfit ready. I know the family was planning on wearing an all similar outfit, which is going to be funny and cute at the same time, but we didn't get there yet. So we have to remember to finish that right there.
Yeah, he has a lot of outfits packed. I kind of did for him what I do for myself. I overpack and then I go with what I'm feeling in the moment.
Uh-huh.
It's hard for me to pick, and I pick what I wear based on how I feel. So it's hard for me to like pick mm-hmm. outfits ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Jersey Shore family vacation, I cannot give too much information, but I know we should be getting information shortly on when the new season is airing. I would surmise also at the same time we'll start to get some trailers very soon.
Oh my God, I can't wait for the trailer.
Oh, it's gonna be hype.
Oh my God. I really hope they put something in the trailer.
Yeah, I can't give dates, but I will say that I have some information. I can't say it. Obviously, MTV will call me right after this and yell at me. So we probably should get some information shortly about when it's airing mm-hmm. for the next season. And I'm gonna be, like we said, really hyped for the trailer. Mm-hmm. I wonder what they're gonna put in it, because it's bananas.
I think I have an idea.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, what's going to be in the ending? Uh-huh. Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. Just so good. I can't wait to see this season. It's just, you know what? It's so different than every other season that's ever been recorded.
Yeah. Well, plus it was a cold weather vacation. We never did one before.
Yeah. So as you can imagine.
Definitely fish out of water.
Everyone didn't really love the cold.
I didn't mind it much because I kind of like.
Didn't mind it either.
I'm a big fan of filming. I'm a big fan of making good TV. So. You know, if the weather was cold, it's fine. We just do some cold weather activities and things like that. So you guys are going to see a really, really funny, wild season. And like I say, we're going to keep making these shows as long as you guys keep watching. So we're very grateful out there since it's been about 12 years now. Also, the MTV Movie and TV Awards are in about 2 weeks. Don't forget that as well.
They are?
Yes. Oh. We are at Jersey Shore is nominated for Best Cast Best Docuseries. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to the cast, crew, MTV, and God allowing us to entertain for over 12 years to millions of people. So, but let's start off on a positive topic. I always like to do. We won't probably get to the phoners. I saw something recently that said, I read something that said, when things aren't adding up in your life, start subtracting. Mm. And I was like, damn. I was like, that's exactly what I did. Nobody told me to do that. Okay. But like my life was a mess. I mean, we're going back, you know, 5 to 7 years now at least. But I slowly, you know, I made a mental checklist at that time period, but you can, you know, put it on a board. You can write it out of any negative habit and be really honest with yourself. It could be smoking. It could be drinking. It could be recreational drugs. It could be lying, you know, cheating, stealing. Got to be really brutally honest. And I slowly started to eliminate those negative habits one by one, you know, as time went on. You know, some were easier than others. Sometimes I think for smoking, it took me a little longer than the others.
Yeah,
but
that was one of the last ones.
But that was one of the last ones. But how I did it is I did it in steps. I just, you know, if something was easier, I'd take it out. You know, I would, you know, I don't, I have a policy of, you know, I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't steal, I don't drink, I don't drug, I don't smoke. I don't even speed right now. Why? Because I don't have any time for any misunderstandings. Life is hard enough. So you need all hands on deck to live and have a happy, positive life.
And it's like teaching yourself discipline through doing that as well, yeah. Right?
Yeah, a so lot of kinda, people.
It kind of like strengthens your performance in all areas of your life
a lot
by
of,
practicing.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, how did you do this? How did you change your life so drastically? And to be honest with you, honey, how do we do everything in life? Everything.
A little step at a time.
A little step at a time. You don't look at this. You don't look at the whole staircase. You look at the next step. And I would really take the easiest ones first, like I said. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, if I can be good to my neighbor or good to my brother or good to my sister, be a good son to my mother, you know, excel at work, little things. And then once you check them off your checklist, like, all right, you know, if there's any other negatives. Right now for me, probably some of the negative things that I do now still, I love diet soda.
Yeah, you got to cut that out.
Diet soda's not good for you.
No, it's horrible. It's one of the biggest cancer causes next to sugar. Know.
So I still, you know, drink my diet soda on my cheat day. But I feel like the foundation that I have is just unbelievable, you know, from working on the old adage, progress over perfection.
And I think that to some people that comes naturally by doing little steps at a time. To other people like myself, it was very hard for me to adopt that.
You didn't know where to
lifestyle
start.
Lifestyle, because yeah. I was very used to doing a lot at once.
Yep.
And I always wanted to like overachieve and over yeah. succeed and get as much done as I could. And that would define my success
yeah.
in a day or at a job.
You burn yourself out like that.
Or anything. Well, that's what I used to be my specialty.
Yeah.
Was burning myself out mm-hmm. in whatever career or job I had. That's just, it was very type A personality. And it took a very long time for me to learn to do little steps at a time, and that my success and my longevity and all of that is in doing very small steps.
Yeah, they say little small steps add up to massive results.
Yes, they do.
So we have done everything in that. We had did you know, my recovery. We slowly were able to move forward and past you know, prison with that. Also with any work obligation that we have, we do it in steps. Any work in the house, we do in steps.
Yeah, you know? And thank God I started to learn how to do that like years ago with you, because when you went to prison, like so many people were like, how'd you do it? How'd you do it? How'd you do it? It's like, well, I never looked at 8 months, like 8 months. Like I never looked ahead.
Yeah.
Like before you went, while you were there, the day you went in, like I never got overwhelmed with like oh my God, how much time is left.
We were doing
every
day
was one day.
Yeah, we were doing one day.
Every day was one day. And that's really all you have in life. You don't even know what you have left.
Facts.
So what are you getting worried about?
Yeah, tomorrow
looking forward for.
Yeah, tomorrow,
you know?
Is not granted, you know.
So
today is the present, you know.
But it is easier said than done. But the more you practice it, the more it will reward you in living that way, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, that's just how we do it. I've subtracted, you know, everything. There was just so much craziness happening in my life. And like, I had to just take a hard look at myself in every aspect of my life. And then, like I said, I started subtracting. And then over time, people were like, oh my God, like how did you do it? You know, and it starts with these little steps. Yeah. But obviously I had tremendous support from my wife, who also, you know, gave me the strength to continue to shoot even higher. You know what I mean? I wouldn't have think that we would have this type of quality of life, you know, maybe 5-10 years ago, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But it was all one day at a time.
Yeah.
That's the secret. That is And honestly, a lot of people, like if you follow Gary Vee on Instagram, he talks about it a lot too. Like what you spend every day doing, like the minutiae of your day. Oh, yeah,
the basics.
Is really what sets you up for success or and happiness and so many different things in your life for progress.
Yeah, every day I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do, we've spoke about this before, I make my bed. Well, actually, I probably put on my favorite movie, something heroic, something to motivate me, and I start to make my bed, the first task of the day that I can do perfect, and I can build upon that task. And then eventually from there, we'll probably, we'll obviously take a shower and get to my workout and breakfast. So that's like my basics, fitness, nutrition, making my bed. And starting my day off like that.
All right, guys. So, you know, my husband and I at Here's the Sitch podcast are always looking for the best of the best in the supplement and vitamin world and just looking to improve our overall health and well-being. So if you're taking supplements but not a probiotic, you're overlooking your gut, which is like the home base foundation of your entire internal body system. It affects your whole body health. Adding a probiotic and prebiotic to your daily routine can be game-changing, but not all probiotics are equal. And that's where I introduce you to Seed. Seed is a daily symbiotic. It's a broad-spectrum, 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic. It's a proprietary formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains in scientifically studied dosages. Their proprietary engineered 2-in-1 capsule protects the probiotics through digestion to ensure delivery to the colon. And that's where you get like the smooth, easy poops that keep you regular. And that just makes you feel good. And listen, everybody needs that, especially when you are pregnant. You want to be regular as possible. So what does the daily symbiotic do for you? It supports benefits in and beyond the gut. So including gastrointestinal function, skin health. Yes, my skin is glowing. It improves heart health, gut immune function, gut barrier integrity, and micronutrient synthesis. Many see improvements in digestion within 24 to 48 hours, which can include bowel movement regularity and eased bloating. Sign me up. So start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/situation and use code situation to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's daily symbiotic. That's seed.com/situation and use code situation. Thank you, Seed, for being a sponsor of today's episode of Here's the Sitch podcast. We are big believers in Seed and we know you guys will love it too. So check it out. Head over to seed.com/situation and use code situation at checkout for 20% off your first month of Seed's daily symbiotic. You guys will love it. Believe me.
Well, on that note, honey, let's give them the phoners so that they can call in and be featured on the next Here's the Sitch podcast. And I think a good topic would be to, I like the subtracting aspect, but also where do you think the best pizza, pasta, and bagels are? I'm telling you, man, people love food. Big Daddy Sitch loves his foods and so does everyone else. So I'm telling you, New York and New Jersey are top 1 and 2 in the country.
Don't come at this phone line with any chain restaurants for pizza and bagels. Yeah, because that's not it.
Don't hit me up with the Olive Garden because I will block you. Okay, you hit me up with the Olive Garden, you're getting blocked.
All right, let me get the hotline for you so you guys can call in and let us know what you think. The Here's the Sitch podcast hotline is 732-898-0414.
And unfortunately, shortly, don't forget to catch all of our episodes because obviously in the next week or two, we're going to be having this baby and we will probably have to take a small little break from Here's the Sitch. So don't forget to catch up on old episodes and also obviously catch these last couple before we go on a short little break. All right, honey, let's go to the phoners.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Kristen calling from Doylestown, Pennsylvania. I have a couple questions. The first is, how do you stop your mind from overthinking? I know that overthinking before bed is a big problem with a lot of people. What I personally do is just focus on my breathing and focus really just like just focusing on breathing in and out and just have my mind set on that. But I know it's not that easy for a lot of people. So I was just wondering what you do to, you know, calm your mind and stop overthinking. Second question is for Mike. I love Diet Pepsi, and I know you love your diet sodas. So I was wondering, do you like Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi? Because I think there's a big difference, and I'm a Pepsi person.
Well, let's go to the easy question. I've never heard of a Diet Pepsi person before.
Me neither.
I'm a big Diet Coke fan, but I saw online recently, they said the worst type of person is a diet soda addict, which is funny, because pretty much I am. I have two diet sodas at per clip at a time on my cheat day. I'm taking two straight to the brain with some ice on probably on a Sunday or a weekend. And her other question was, how do you not overthink? Well, usually how we live our life is we usually work one day at a time. And we do our best, starting with the basics of nutrition and exercise and positive vibes and being your best self and working hard at work. After that, at nighttime, it's really let go and let God. You know, and at nighttime, we usually throw on our favorite movie or something like that. We should probably check our socials and that's it. You know, I can overthink at times, but that's how I do it. I probably throw on a movie 9, 10 o'clock, and that's my policy. Let go and let God handle the rest at nighttime.
I think overthinking, it's weird because I definitely used to overthink when I was younger, but I haven't in like, I want to say like a decade.
Yeah, you used to overthink a lot. And then we came to not the idea, but sort of we accepted that fact and we just moved in steps in life.
Well, I think it has to do with like working on yourself, becoming older and also becoming more confident in your decisions and how you live your life, because I think if you're living authentically and clean and not worrying about things, then you don't overthink things, because you're not second guessing your own decisions and your own behaviors because you're making the right decisions.
I really like the way you said that too.
Because I used to be an overthinker like a decade ago, and I don't have that problem at all now. And I think it is a really hard thing for people to get away from. But the biggest thing that resonated with me about overthinking is that it's like worrying. It's like worrying is like rocking in a rocking chair.
You're not going like, anywhere.
It doesn't get you anywhere. Yeah. And the question is always comes down to like, if you're stuck on something that you're overthinking about, is can you control it and can you change it? And if the answer is no, then you have to like wave to the thought in your brain and dismiss it. Because if you can't change it and you can't control it, you're literally rocking in a rocking chair going nowhere. So like you're just wasting your time thinking about it.
I love that you said that. It was very articulate. Also, if you can't change something, move on to something that you can change. And that's how we do it.
Yeah. And I just, that's what works for me. But I do also think just getting older, getting more confident in your decision-making skills and your life skills and just becoming more comfortable in who you are as a human, you'll naturally slowly not overthink things because you just don't care what other people think. You care more about what you think about what you do.
Then blessings hit different when you do right by people.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. This is Ashley. I just want you to know that I watched all of Jersey Shore and all of Jersey Shore Family Vacation. I love you. I love Lauren. I love the whole family. And I just want to let you know that I know what you're going through right now with the ups and downs in the weather. It's the same thing here in Utah. It gets really hot inside. So then we turn on the air conditioner. Then at night, it usually gets cold. Some days it's freezing. Some days it's not. So I totally understand. And I just want to wish you guys the best with your baby and Lauren's pregnancy, and I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you.
That was Ashley from Utah.
Ooh.
I feel like that was the first time we got a caller from Utah. Utah is so pretty. You know those lakes and stuff? It almost looks like Mirabal, like in the desert. I kind of want to go there.
I've been to Utah.
I know you have, but kind of want to go there. Thank you for calling and supporting and being a loyal Here's the Sitch listener.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. I just wanted to say, first of all, congratulations on your soon-to-be bundle of joy, little baby situation. I think you guys are going to make great parents. I was listening to the podcast where you guys talked about the hospital bag, and you guys have a great list. My motto has always been just pack everything. It's better to have something and not need it than to not have it and you do need it. So, Lauren, with what you were saying about pillows, yeah, bring your pillow or bring one of those, like, pregnancy pillows, because, as I said, it's better to have it and not necessarily need it than to need it and not have it. But my question is that how do you think Mosey will be with baby situation?
Oh, this is a question. Well, good news is we have the Moser right here with us, and he can answer the question himself. He is right here. He's always our, you know, third wheel when we're doing podcasts. He's right underneath our table right now.
He's our mascot. Yeah. He's the Here's the Sitch mascot.
So what do you think, honey? How's Moser going to do?
He said he's going to be fine.
Yeah, he's going to be fantastic.
He's going to love the baby and probably just protect it. Now that the baby's rooms have like furniture and a rug in there and everything, he goes in there every night. He brings his toy in there. He sniffs around. He tries to take the baby's stuffed animals.
Oh, the little squirrel.
Yeah, and then he exits. Mm-hmm. So I think they'll be fine. They'll be two peas in a pod.
Well, actually, Moser is very spoiled. The man just had two eggs over easy, which he usually has every morning. Someone said, why is his coat so soft? It could either be from the eggs that we give him every morning, or we also give him fish oil vitamins. And today's Sushi Tuesday, so he's probably going to get some salmon sashimis today as well.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Lauren. It's Melissa from New Jersey, and I wanted to let you know that one advice I got before I brought my baby home was to actually randomly throughout the day play some videos of babies crying, so when the reality of the baby comes home, the dog doesn't get all freaked out. I have to say it really worked for my very nervous dog. I love both of you, and I wish you all the best.
I heard that, but I'm not really into that. Really? I don't want to hear a baby crying until it's my own baby, you know?
Oh, yeah. So,
but I think Mosey will be fine. Luckily, Mosey is not a neurotic, like, nervous dog. So
he's not.
He'll be fine. He'll adapt. But I did hear about that. That is good advice for, like, maybe little dogs that have anxiety and stuff.
Listen, we always take all of the suggestions and we'll see if we'll implement any of them. Ooh, anyway.
We have a caller from London.
Oh, nice. Intro.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. It's Lizzie from calling in from London. Just wanted to say that I absolutely love you guys' podcast. Mike, I remember watching Jersey Shore when I was a student many, many moons ago, and I recently got back into Family Vacation. I think Lauren is an absolute godsend for you, and also for all Jersey Shore fans. Just by setting such a wonderful example, started listening to your podcast about a month ago. It's so beneficial. It's really, really helped me. And you've given such great practical tips. And yeah, I just wanted to show my appreciation for calling from London town. Good luck with the delivery. And yeah, God bless.
Oh my God. A call from across the pond.
That was Lizzie from London town. Thank you, Lizzie, for being a Here's the Sitch fan. She said she discovered our podcast about a month or so ago, and she loves it. So we love to hear that, and we love you. And she's been watching Jersey Shore forever, and now Family Vacation. And I love you for being such a nice, supportive fan. I just love hearing that. And I love the accent.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. First, I want to say I'm so proud of you both. Mike, I've been a fan of Jersey Shore since the beginning, and it's been so refreshing to watch you grow in your recovery. And Lauren, you are the epitome of a woman with beauty and grace. And together, y'all are definitely a couple goals. So with that said, I want to get into a question I have for both of you. I've never had a problem with drug or alcohol addiction, but I have had a problem with an unhealthy eating addiction. I work full time and I'm a full time graduate student. It's so easy for me to make excuses to not eat healthy and to not work out. I want to know how y'all stay motivated in making healthy choices and how you stay committed to physical health.
You know what? I think just I've always been into physical fitness, but now in my 30s, I have a certainty that it really works for me and most human beings. And we've given this comparison before, but if you don't take care of your vehicle and you get your car washed or you get gas in it or you don't get an oil change, it's going to fall apart. So the same thing with your body. You have to take care of your body. You have to diet or eat healthy or else it's going to fall apart. And then from that particular point, if you have a good foundation of taking care of your body with, like I said, exercise and nutrition, then you go forward more with, positive choices, being your best self, working hard in life, taking away any negative or toxic. And that's how we pretty much have our foundation.
Yeah, and I think that's the best way to look at it because it is. It's you only have one body. Yeah. You know, like you can get other cars and other things, but if you look at it like a vehicle and you only have one of them,
yeah,
like you want to treat that as good as you can because that's all you have for the rest of your life. So I think that way. And then for me, working out and staying active is literally like my therapy.
Facts.
So
same.
Some people don't have this reaction, although I think all do because I think exercising gives everyone endorphins.
Yeah, it does.
So they might just not know about it yet, but mm-hmm. Some people really hate working out. But for me, like the endorphins literally cure any kind of mental pain I'm going through or stress or anxiety or just if you're in a rut and you don't know why. You know what I mean? Like working out has always been my therapy, so that's why I always put it first and foremost. And it's putting yourself first. And you really, as a mother, as a wife, as like a family member or a business owner, you can't take care of anyone else unless you take care of yourself first. Yeah. So by staying active and working out is just like a promise to your own life that you can be like the best person that you could be to everyone else.
Well, you're doing good today, honey. I totally agree with that. Also, I feel that when you exercise and take care of your body and you're eating healthy, it's almost like you could see through the veil, or you can see through the clouds or the smokiness.
Yeah,
gives you more clarity. You can make better decisions. You can operate and handle more of the life on life's terms that happens, you know?
Yeah, because you release the drama, you release negativity. And also it's kind of a good suggestion for the earlier question about how to combat overthinking, because when you're working out,
that's all you're thinking about is trying to get through that next step, whether it's...
Yeah, you know, if you're challenging yourself and pushing yourself, mm-hmm. you have no room in your brain for any overthinking thoughts about whatever you're worried about.
And that's our foundation with every single day, every single week, every single month and year. And then, like I said, after that exercise and after the healthy eating, like I said, we're going forward with making better decisions and working hard at life and being good to your neighbor and your family. And that is our foundation. And that is what we have found to be the secret. You know, manifest your own destiny. So make good decisions with action and prayer and you'll be good.
What's going on, Sitch? Jesse here from the nation's capital up in Canada. Just wanted to tell you guys that we're huge fans of you. All of us and the boys have been watching Jersey Day for 10 years now, been a fan since. Just want to send our love there from Canada, brother. Take it easy, man.
Oh, damn. You know what? I've always been a big fan of Canada, although they probably won't let me in right now because I said before I have a felony. But like I said, I always have a love for Canada. Thank you so much for being fans of Jersey Shore, The Situation and The Situations.
Hey, Mike and Lauren, it's Sabrina. My question for you guys both is, how do you handle the balance between your personal life and then being in the public so often?
I have a total accountability and full disclosures with my life, with everything. So for it to be filmed, I don't mind because I know I'm living a healthy, clean, positive life and I want actually people to see it.
Yeah. I just think a different thing when you say work-life balance though.
Well, listen, we have two different brains. What's your interpretation of it?
My interpretation, that's why I thought maybe I misunderstood the question.
Yeah.
Is like, how do you balance your personal life? It sounded like it was an interesting question because it was like, a normal work-life balance question, but she was understanding that our work is sharing our public lives. And when we're not working and we're in public, how do we keep the balance of having real life and privacy type thing?
Well, privacy, we don't really have any privacy. Yeah. If I go get a cup of coffee, people are shooting photos, and I'm grateful for that because without my fans, I wouldn't be anything. But at the end of the day, everyone knows it's sort of a double-edged sword when you have fame, because you don't really have your privacy. And I hadn't had my privacy in about 12 years. So I've accepted that. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have fans, you don't have people stopping you in the streets, that's probably when you're not employed anymore.
Yeah, we love our fans, but it's definitely, listen, every person on this earth, no matter who you are in any level of fame or success or anything, they're human. You know what I mean? They put their pants on the same way you do, one leg at a time. And it's like a really cheesy sayings, that kind of thing I just said, but it's so true. Like, they're just human. We're just human. And I think that the best way that I have that balance is really just by having a small circle, because you kind of want to be treated the same. And once people start treating you differently, and not in a bad way or a good way, it could be either way.
We've never spoke about a small circle before, because we have a very small circle.
Yeah, and I think the more exposure you get, the more people that can recognize you, the smaller and smaller your circle will get, because you just want to be you. You just want to be accepted as like being the person that you were before. You know what I mean? Like, so your circle gets a little smaller and smaller.
Yeah, but also
I think with the growth, to be honest.
I totally agree with the growth. You realize that, you know, quality over quantity. You know, as you learn and move into your 30s, that's my opinion, at least for us in our point of view. But when you have a larger circle and you deal with more people, sometimes you deal with more bullshit, you know? So, like we just said, we're going to do quality over quantity. And also when you're in the public eye and, you know, when you're on TV, you have to be careful of what people's intentions are with you. So that is another reason why our circle is very small.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your support. We will see you real soon.